this is a very unfair and unacceptable treatment by the Kenyan police. It's actually inhumane, and it's actually not in agreement with the Geneva Convention. Even if these guys are foreigners, even if they're refugees, what the Kenyan police are doing is actually not fair.
What are you hearing? Are you hearing anything from those who've been confined in the stadium? Have you been able to find out anything about their condition? Because some, we understand, have been there for days.
Well, actually, the number does not matter. So even if there are even 10 people, they have a right to be listened, a right to be heard. And I think it is not justification. They can be 400, they can be 3,000. That does not matter. What matters is the kind of, you know, the condition and the situation those people live in. I've been told it's actually horrific, that this involves people of all ages, young kids and women and men and of all ages.
And there are children amongst them, aren't there?
Exactly, exactly.
What is your perception, what is your belief now about the whole treatment of the Somali communities, be they ethnic Somalis, Kenyans who are of ethnic, who are ethnic Somalis, or indeed Somalis who are part of the immigrant population, or the migrant community in who are part of the refugee community in Kenya? What is your belief about how you as a people are being treated?
Well, actually, it is inhumane. It's a barbaric act of the Kenyan police, because the Kenyan the Kenyan Somalis have all their citizenship rights. They need to be protected by the same policemen that harass them today. But the most unfortunate thing is even the refugees and even the immigrants have also a right to be listened. They have a right to live and they have a right to for better treatment. According to the Geneva Convention, refugees have all the rights, because the Kenyan, they have stayed in Kenya for the last 21 years. And today, the way they've been treated is actually a very unfortunate situation.
You are a Kenyan of Somali origin. You also happen to be an MP, so somebody with power at your disposal. You're representing a whole constituency. Are your colleagues in Parliament not listening to you? Are you not taking this to the government?
Well, unfortunately, we also talk of the same things to the government. We have had enough meetings with the security officers and the Minister for Internal Security. We've had, you know, a public barrister where we have even informed the Somali community in Isli that they should cooperate with the police and they should help the police to at least remove the bad elements. But however, these people have not been given time to discuss the time to even remove the bad element among themselves, if there are any.
But what about the Minister for Internal Affairs when you spoke to the minister? What happened?
Well, the minister, when we meet him, of course, he says, you know, we are trying to flush out the Al-Shabaab people, but Al-Shabaab has no identity. Actually, Al-Shabaab everywhere, they kill people everywhere, they kill the Somalis, they kill everybody. They don't kill only any you know, other Kenyans. Even the Somalis have been killed, and they even do it in Wajir, they do it in Mandera, where I have been elected from. The people have been killed many times. The Al-Qaeda is everywhere. I think this is an international issue.
It's an international issue, you know, and even the Inspector General of Police argued today. His claim was that they are not just rounding up Somalis. He said they're rounding up anyone suspected to be a terror threat. And he said it has nothing to do with religion and nothing to do with ethnicity. Do you believe him?
No, that is not true. What they have rounded up is actually the Somali and other Muslims. Anybody who looks like a Muslim, and Somalis, are actually now associated to be the criminals in Kenya, which is a very unfortunate situation.